You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're at the Scottish Vision Strategy Conference 2025, and I'm joined now by one of the keynote speakers, Nicoletta Primo. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, David, for having me on. I am the Lived Experience Policy and Engagement Manager at Sight Scotland and Sight Scotland Veterans, and myself and one of our Lived Experience ambassadors and professional storytellers, Anne Dignan, we were doing a talk earlier around the importance of lived experience and what this means for inclusion when we're designing policy campaigns and services.
How important is it to have people with lived experience telling their stories as part of an event like this?
I think what we heard, David, from not just the presentation that Anne and myself did, but also from others, is how much it can cause people to really take a different perspective on an issue. I think when we lead with lived experience, it means that we get it right the first time. We are very, very clear that inclusion is a standard, it's not just a bolt-on. And when we lead with lived experience, when we give people with lived experience the correct platforms and we support people to share their views and stories, this ends up giving us a much more effective result and something that everybody can actually get behind and is appropriate.
How vital is it that approach with telling stories of lived experience is done in a thoughtful and considered way rather than just going, here's somebody that's got lived experience?
Thanks, it's a really good question. So as part of the presentation, we had asked everybody to take out their mobile phone, to open their phone, to get their camera app out, and to give this to their neighbour and ask their neighbour to go through their photos. And the point of this was to demonstrate that, in fact, it can be really, really tiring. It can be really personal when we ask people to share their stories. People are very vulnerable when they do so. So when we do things like that, we really have to consider what support we can offer people when they are telling us very, very personal information, often around medical conditions as well. And as part of that process, when people are telling us their stories, we have to think about a feedback loop. So it's not just the case that someone shares their experience and that's that. We need to make sure that we tell people what their story is being used for and the outcome of that. Even if that outcome hasn't been the desired result, it's still important to have that feedback loop so people know how their voice is being used and what outcome and what impact that has had.
Yourself well. Nicoletta Primo, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.